This is Akashvani, the news read by Indu Jugu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said today the world is looking towards India to ensure global peace in these times of conflict. Mr. Modi said that the credit for this new role of New India is being given to its growing capabilities and foreign policy and its cultural image. He was addressing the gathering after inaugurating the 250th Bhagwan Mahavir Nirvan Mahotsav at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi on auspicious occasion of Mahavir Jayanti. Mr. Modi said that the dedication and commitment of the youth towards the values of Bhagwan Mahavir is a sign that the nation is moving forward in the right direction. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the nation on the occasion of Mahavir Jayanti today. In her message, the President urged the citizens to pledge to adopt Lord Mahavir's teaching and work for the welfare of all the living beings. She said his teachings of restraint, morality, non-violence and non-possession are relevant even today. The Vice President said, Lord Mahavir showed us the path towards building a peaceful, harmonious and prosperous society. Mr. Dhankar also urged citizens to commit to his ideals. The Prime Minister said, Lord Mahavir's messages related to peace, restraint and goodwill are an inspiration for the country in building a developed India. The election campaign for the remaining phases of the general elections has intensified with the completion of the first phase on Friday. Senior leaders and star campaigners of all the political parties, including the Grand Alliance and the NDA, are holding multiple rallies across the country to woo the voters. With just 4 days left for the campaigning to end on Wednesday, for the second phase, leaders are leaving no stone unturned. In this phase, the Lok Sabha seats going to polls are all 20 in Kerala, 14 out of 28 in Karnataka, the remaining 13 seats in Rajasthan, 8 seats in each in Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 7 seats in Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Assam and Bihar, 3 seats each in West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 seat each in Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir. In Bihar, campaigning is underway in full swing for the second and the third phase of the Lok Sabha elections in the state. Senior leaders of the NDA and the Grand Alliance are holding multiple rallies in support of their party candidates. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah will hold a public meeting at the Rajendra Stadium in Katihar this afternoon. JDU President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar will hold a roadshow from Potahi Bazar to Falka Bazar in Purnia. Leaders of the Congress, RJD and Vikasheel Insan Party are also holding meetings in support of nominees of the Grand Alliance. In the second phase, 5 parliamentary constituencies of Kisanganj, Purnia, Katihar, Banka and Magalpur will go to the polls on Friday. In Kerala, campaigning is at its peak with only 4 days left for the polls for all 20 Lok Sabha constituencies in the state. National leaders of all the 3 major fronts are active in campaigning. Union Minister and senior BJP leader V.K. Singh will campaign for the NDA in Malappuram today. The CPIM National General Secretary Sitaram Yechuri will campaign for the LDF in Thiruvananthapuram, while the Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan will participate in the Kasaragod campaign today. AICC General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi campaigned for the UDF yesterday in the state. The campaign will end on Wednesday evening and polling will be held on Friday. The National Testing Agency has begun the registration process for the University Grants Commission National Eligibility Test, the UGC NET, June 2024. Interested candidates can apply for the NET through the link available on the official website. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.